Amen. I feel the presence of the Lord here.
Amen.
Tonight I'm going to teach from Coconut Island. Praise the Lord. I thought about wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Then I had a cup of coffee and changed my mind. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Let somebody say how much we appreciate Pastor Mike and Sister Lori and their staff. The people that are working at Vacation Bible School is just tremendous. People are dedicating their time. There's people that took vacations this week so that they could work at Vacation Bible School. Amen. And I know that God is just going to bless them. You can't minister to kids and not be blessed. God will bless you. Amen. If you have your Bibles, tonight I'm going to be teaching on the names of the Holy Spirit, what He is called. Amen. Most of the names, probably all of the names that I give you tonight, Jesus called the Holy Spirit. He named Him. One of them, Paul, named Him, but Jesus named Him. We've been studying on the Holy Spirit. We talked about the gifts, the fruits, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We talked about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We talked about speaking in tongues. Tonight, we're going to be coming to a close on the Holy Spirit, although you could teach it for a year. The Lord has really stirred me. Next Wednesday night, we're going to be starting studying on books of the Bible. Next Wednesday night, we're going to start studying on the book of Ephesus. We're going to go chapter by chapter to find out what God has for us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's important.
Amen.
I said it's important.
Amen.
Because when you know the truth shall set you free. Amen. You need to know the Word of God. So we're going to be teaching from Ephesus next week, Ephesians, which is written about the town called Ephesus. Praise the Lord. Would you bow your head with me? Father, we thank You. We praise You. We glorify You, God, for this opportunity to worship You tonight. We feel Your presence here tonight. God, I pray for Your anointing, that You will continually anoint in this place. God, You anoint this body of flesh and blood, God, that I may minister to Your people. And God, that You would anoint every ear to hear, every heart to receive, and every mind to understand. God will never fail to worship and praise You. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Can you give the Lord another hand clap of praise as you're being seated? Amen. First of all, you need to know that the Holy Spirit is not a thing. It's not a wind, as the Jehovah's Witnesses say. It's not a thing, as the Mormons say. He is God, the Holy Spirit. He is part of the Trinity. Can you say amen? He is co-equal with the Father and the Son. He has a personality. He can be grieved. The Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Amen. We ought to teach on that one night. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit have His way in the place. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Bible said a lot about the Holy Spirit. Tonight we're going to talk about different names given to the Holy Spirit, which represent part of His ministry on this earth. And the first name we're going to talk about, He is called a teacher. John 14 and 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. And then Luke 12 and 12 says, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
He is a teacher. He has come to teach. This is very important. If you don't get this, you're going to miss it. A teacher can only teach if a student is willing to learn. That's good preaching. A teacher can only teach if a student is willing to learn. And if you're willing to learn and allow the Holy Spirit to teach in your life, He will teach you all things. Can you say amen? Amen. We like to quote a scripture, and how many of you have ever read? Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of a man what God has prepared for him. But we need to finish it. But he hath revealed it through his Spirit. Can you say amen? Amen. So the Holy Spirit will reveal to us what the Word of God said. Have you ever got down and begin to read the Bible and you read something you read over and over and over, and then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit said, look at that. And you go, wow, I never seen that before. I read that 100 times and I never seen that before. But you know what? The Holy Spirit wanted you to see it right now. He wanted to teach you something right now, and you was in the area to be taught. Can you say amen? The word for teacher is didaskalos in Greek. It means master, teacher, doctor. Master, teacher, doctor. Did you get that? It is more than just a teacher standing up and saying 2 + 2 = 4. It is master. And in those days, they called the rabbi, and those who taught, they would call him master. They would put him up and say, all right, master, what you say, we'll listen to. And when you surrender to them and call him master, you are saying to him, I am under you. Can somebody say amen? And when we want the Holy Spirit to teach us things, we've got to say, Holy Spirit, I am under you. It's not what I want. It's not what I think. Holy Spirit, it's what you think. Me and my wife was watching a television show, and we saw the beginning of it last night, and it's on one of those crazy channels, you know, TLC, something like that, one of those kind of channels, which is my wife's favorite channel. You know, while you were out trading spaces and all of those things. All the ladies say amen. Amen. I told her one day she could build our own house now. But there was 5 people there, and there was some visitors there that came in. And these people were judging whether or not these people should get $25,000. And each one of them got to tell something about themselves. One of them was raised a Christian, fell away from God, Without Prejudice is the name of the show, and became a homosexual and now has AIDS. And one of the people said to him, said, listen, you said they should legalize a homosexual marriages. You said they should legalize prostitution. And they shall legalize drugs. I thought you was a Christian. Said, I believe Jesus Christ and hold to Jesus Christ unless he does something I don't like. Let me tell you something. You cannot mold Jesus Christ to fit you. He molds you, hallelujah, to fit him. Can you say amen? You cannot mold the Word of God to fit you. You've got to allow the Holy Spirit to be the master and the teacher to mold you to fit the Word of God. Can you say amen? In the New Testament, one who teaches concerning the things of God and the duties of man. This is another definition of it. One who teaches concerning things of God and the duties of man. Thirdly, the word teach, didasko, is to impart, instruct, to instill doctrine into the one being taught or enjoined, to explain or expound on a thing. But you know the Holy Spirit wants to explain things to you. Jesus said, the world don't understand it, and they'll never understand it, because they don't have him. Somebody say amen. But he will allow you to understand things. But what we've got to do is come under the Holy Spirit and his teaching. That is why it is important that you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because then the teacher comes inside you and begins to teach. Can you say amen? So we need the Holy Spirit as a teacher. Secondly, we need the Holy Spirit as a comforter. Everybody say comforter. I'm not talking about the thing on your bed. John 14 and 16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper or comforter, that he may abide with you forever. John 14 and 26. But the comforter or helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said. John 15 and 26. But when the comforter comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. John 16 and 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. The word comforter is paracletos. Or parakletos. And it, listen to what it says. It's one who pleads another's case before a judge. Did you catch that? One who pleads another's cause before a judge, a pleader, a counsel for defense. Now, I don't think you're catching that. Legal assistant and advocate. What does it mean? He is my defense attorney. I'm going to say that again. He is my lawyer. I said he is my lawyer. Amen. He is able to plead my cause. So comforter means more than just comforting you. And thank God he comforts you. How many has been comforted by the Holy Spirit? In a time of need, the Holy Spirit just comes in and lifts you up and comforts you. But more than that, in a time of need, he steps in and says, wait a minute, I am this man's lawyer. He is a child of God. He belongs to God. His sin has been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he is, I like this, not guilty. So it is one who pleads the case of another. In the wildest sense, a helper, a secure, an aider, an assistant. I like that. For you see tonight, I'm not up here on my own. I have an assistant. I have someone assisting me. I couldn't do this on my own. But thank God I have an assistant called the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. When I can't do it, he does it. Amen. When you can't do it, he'll do it. Praise the Lord. He will assist you in every place, in every avenue of your life. In ministry, he is our assistant. Can you say amen? Amen. Listen to what it says. To give guidance to. You call up a lawyer and say, I'm in trouble. What do I do? Anybody ever been there? Don't look at me like that. Some of you have been there more than others. I need help. Just need some assistance. Can you help me? And you have those lawyers saying, your first call is free. Thank God every call is free. Praise the Lord. Thank God you can go to him and say, Holy Spirit, I'm in a situation. I don't know what to do. And he'll say, I'll lead you. I'll move you. I'll turn you. If you do this, God will do that. And everything will work out. Have you ever got instructions from the Holy Spirit? Amen. I don't do nothing without instructions from the Holy Spirit. Before I accepted this pastor of this church, I spent a week going, Holy Spirit, what do I do? Which way do I go? He said, love the people, walk in integrity, and bring in Pentecost. Yeah. Yeah. I said, thank you, Holy Spirit, I'll do that. What are you going to do? He said, I'll bring in Pentecost. He said, I'll convict them of their sins and I'll bring them in if you'll just do that. Thank God he is our legal assistant, giving us guidance in our needs. But listen to me, not only that, he'll give you guidance in your life. Do you know it's all right for the Holy Spirit to say, if you're going to start a business, you need to do it on this block and not that block? Amen. It's all right for the Holy Spirit to go to you, listen, you need to pull off. Not long ago, me and my wife was driving, and I just felt that I needed to pull off. I had gas, but I felt an urgency to pull off and get gas. When I got in, went and got gas, came back out, the tire was flat. Had a blowout. I said, thank you, Holy Spirit. Had a blowout here and not on the road. Somebody say amen. That's the kind of God we serve. He will give you guidance. He will tell you, you need to turn. You need to go. You need to stop. You need to stand still. You need to pull over. You need to pick that person up. You need to talk to that one. And if we'll do that, then God will move and turn in our life. If we'll listen to the Holy Spirit and let him be our attorney, let him be our assistant as he gives us legal advice. Because you see, this is a legal document. I don't think you caught that. This is a legal document. When I come before the Father, I bring the legal document. Amen. I say, God, right here it says, by your stripes I am healed. And God says it's a legal document. It is done. You are healed. This legal document says, whom the Son has made free is?
Free.
Is what?
Free.
He says, my word shall go forth like water or rain and snow upon the ground and shall bring forth grass. He said, my word will not come back to me void. My word will not come back to me void. So when you bring the word back to him, now, not only bring this legal document to God, you need to bring it to the devil. It says, wait a minute, right here, devil. It says right here. It says right here, very shortly, he will destroy your works under my feet. Right here, it says you are defeated. Hallelujah. Sunday morning, we had a little kid here with a snake. He came to me and said, let me show you what God does. Laid it down and went. Oh, I don't think you caught that. When a little kid knows that God has stepped on the devil's head, his head has bruised his heel, his heel has bruised his head. That is a legal document. Amen. I am free. It is legally done in the word of God. And when I come to him, he's my lawyer. The Holy Spirit says, go to the legal document. Let me explain to the legal document how it works in your life. Oh, hallelujah. He's our guide. I said, he's our guide. I remember when I was a little boy, I went into caves. Everybody ever went into caves? And you have your guide. Me and my brother Rodney went into a cave in Jamaica, and our guide took us in. He was half the age of us. And he said, if you look up, don't open your mouth. I looked up, the ceiling was full of bats. First, I'm going like, what am I doing here? Then he does this, and they come down. I'm on the ground. He's laughing. I was ready to throw him down in the cave where you can't find him. But they took us way down in the cave, and when we got way down in there, they turned off the lights. You don't know what dark is. You've seen nothing. The only thing kept rolling through my mind is, boy, this is what hell's going to be like. But then your fear goes boom, 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 your heart. And you're like, oh, Lord, I hope the electricity didn't break down. Then you hear from this young boy, it's all right, stand still. We're going to turn the lights on in a minute. Don't move around. I stood still. Turned on the lights, we was okay. Listen, you need to listen to the guide. Yes. Quit trying to lead the guide. Yes. Quit trying to get ahead of the guide. Somebody say amen. John 16-13, however, when the Spirit of truth comes to you, he will guide you in all truth. He will guide you. The word guide is hadeo, to be a guide, to lead one's way, to guide, to give guidance. Then we have the Spirit of truth. John 14-17, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Jesus saying, this Holy Spirit that is upon you, when I die and shed my blood, go to heaven, he will come down and will be in you. Not just on you or with you. John 15 and 26. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send, the Spirit of truth. The word for truth there is aletheia. The true notions of God, which are not open to human reason, without his supernatural intervention. He brings truth to you that you cannot understand in your own human mind. That's why people say, I don't believe in God. Because they don't have the Holy Spirit revealing the very essence of who he is. But the Holy Spirit will bring truth. Everybody say truth. The truth will. Amen. What is true in the things appertaining to God and the duties of man, moral and religious truth. Listen, the problem we have occults is because people are trying to find the truth in themselves. Amen. Listen to me. People come trying to tell you something that's different than what's written in this book. Even an angel, let them be accursed. Amen. Don't entertain it. I said, don't entertain it. To the Mormons, Jesus is the brother of Lucifer. To the Jehovah's Witness, he's Michael, the archangel. To the Buddhist, he's a prophet. To Islam, he's a prophet. But according to the word of God, he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh my hallelujah. He is the way, the truth, and life. And no man cometh unto the Father except through and by him. He is the resurrection and the life. Can you say amen? He is, praise the Lord. But you can only find that revelation of who he is through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You see, the Holy Spirit will bring truth to you that'll change you from a coward fisherman with a big mouth, but when it comes down to it, you deny him, will change you into that from someone that steps out on the porch of the upper room and said, you crucified him, Jesus, this one from Nazareth, whom God has raised up. Hallelujah. This is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. It is a change. It is a brought to truth by the Holy Spirit. Oh, that's good preaching. We don't have any Jehovah's Witness here tonight, do we? If we do, I'm glad you're here. I had some Jehovah's Witness as pastor in Niagara Falls, some Jehovah's Witness. I was leaving the church and coming home and they caught me. I said to them, do you realize I pastor that church? Yep. And I was in a hurry. And they wouldn't let me alone. And I just had it. I turned around and I said, listen to me. Is Jehovah omnipotent? Yes. Omniscient. Yes. He knows everything. He's a mighty God. Yes. He could do anything. Yes. I said, so you believe that Jehovah God allowed the gospel to be taught and preached wrong for 1,800 years until the Watchtower Society come into fact? And then they just looked at me. I said, no, Paul said, anyone coming preaching anything else and what we give you, even an angel from heaven, let him be accursed. I'm afraid to tell you, ma'am, you have been deceived. Amen. You are walking in deception. But let me tell you the truth. Jesus Christ came from the Father, died for our sins, and the only way to heaven is through and by Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you, it isn't just 144,000 going. It's anyone that calls out on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to go to heaven. Boy, you should have seen them jumping in the van. Hallelujah. Is this all right? Then he's the intercessor. He is an intercessor. Romans 8 and 26 or 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. What is that saying? That is saying the Holy Spirit in you knows you better than you know yourself. And when you can't pray for yourself, the Holy Spirit will rise up and intercede for you in that time. Have you ever been to that place where you just couldn't pray? You just didn't have it. But then the Holy Spirit raises up with languages you cannot utter. You don't know what is being said, but the Holy Spirit, who searches your heart and your mind, he knows right where you are. He begins to pray for you and to intercede for you. Can you say amen? The word intercede is entong ka ono. To go to or meet a person, especially for the purpose of conversation, consultation, and or supplication. He goes to the Father and has conversation, consultation, and supplication about you. Aren't you glad he's an intercessor? I am so glad that he prays for me. I am so glad that sometimes I can't pray in English. I just pray in my spiritual tongue. Anybody know what I'm talking about? The Holy Spirit just takes over and I just begin to pray in tongues, and the Holy Spirit is praying for me. The devil don't know what's going on. He don't know what's being said. He has no idea what's going on, but I know what's going on. The Holy Spirit has taken my petition to the Father. Hallelujah. And the Father says, yes. Is that all right? Yes. To make intercession for anyone. Now we're going to get excited. Authority. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Now here's the key. A lot of people teach this wrong. And I want you to look at that scripture. I want you to open your Bible to that, if you will, real quickly. I want you to see this. It's very important you to see this. Are you there? Acts 1:8. But you. Who is you? Me. I'm going to change it on. But I shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon me. Stop. And I shall be a witness to him in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth. The Holy Spirit causes us to be a witness, but that's not just what the power's for. People like to teach it. You're going to get power to be witnesses. Yep. But it's for a whole lot more than just being witnesses. You catch what I'm saying? Because he said, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Stop. And you shall be witnesses to me. Two different statements. You shall receive power. The word power there is dunamis, where we get our word dynamite. Explosive power. This is what it says. Inherent power, power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature, or which a person or a thing exerts or put forth. Let me tell you something. On the very fact that I'm a child of God, on the very fact that I have the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there is an inherent power, authority. In me. Oh, is anybody catching this? You are not weak. You are not a sissy. You are not to be pushed around by the devil. You are not the devil's punching bag. You are powerful. Can you say amen? You have the power of the Holy Ghost within you. It is inherent in you. Now listen to me. If I said to you, Brother Jim, because you're my friend and you come to this church, I'm giving you a car. And then you go, all right, you just tell me when to drive it. And I'm just going to drive you around. Then I haven't given it to you. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying you don't have to wait till the Holy Spirit moves upon you and jerks you around and jumps you around to know that you have the power of the Holy Ghost within you. Amen. It is indwelling within us. Oh, that's good teaching. This is what it says. Power, this is the definition. Power for performing miracles. Wow. You mean just not you, Pastor? No. every one of you. The power is within you to perform miracles. Jesus breathed upon them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Then he said, and you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You shall cast out Somebody say amen. When we in the church, and when you understand, when you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit dwells within you, you will understand that God doesn't want you to walk around defeated, depressed, full of fear, full of oppression. He wants you to walk around in power and in authority, saying, wait a minute, I belong to God. There is an inherent power in me, and I can speak the word of God, the legal document, and it belongs to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Heard a preacher on the radio say, if you're sick, that's God's will for your life. God doesn't heal anymore. You need to just accept what God has for your life. I tried to call him on the phone. I wanted to say to him, when you get a headache, do you take an aspirin? You get the flu, do you go to the doctors? Because if you do, you're fighting the will of God for your life. No. By his stripes we are healed. Amen. By his stripes. I'm here to tell you that God is still a miracle working God. I said God is still a miracle working God. But listen to me. The difference between the miracles of the Old Testament and the miracles of the New Testament. Are you ready? In the Old Testament, God did divine miracles in front of and to prove himself to his people. In the New Testament, he uses his people to do divine miracles to prove to this world that he is God. Amen. God isn't going to do a miracle without you. I said, God isn't going to do a miracle without the Evangel Church of God. He's going to use the Evangel Church of God to do miracles. He said, and there's coming a time you won't ask me anything, but you'll ask the Father in my name, and he'll give it to you that the Father might be glorified. Hallelujah. Now you understand, when you do miracles, it ought not glorify you. There's too many people taking God's glory. No. We do miracles through his power, through his authority, the authority of the Holy Spirit, that we might prove that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and is at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. So it is power for performing miracles, moral power and excellence of soul. The Holy Spirit give you power to live right. Well, I don't think you got that. Holy Spirit give you power to live right. Holy Spirit give you power to turn the channel. The Holy Spirit give you power not to look at those things. Holy Spirit give you power not to go to that place. Oh, that's good preaching. Holy Spirit give you power that you don't gossip anymore. Holy Spirit give you power that you don't lie anymore. Holy Spirit give you power that you don't tear one another down anymore. The Holy Spirit will give you power that you can live right. He'll give you a made up mind that you can say, listen, I'm going to make it to heaven and nothing's going to stop me. I'm going to live right. I'm going to walk right. Not on my own strength, because on my own strength I can't get it. But there is an inherent power in me that gives me the authority and the power to walk right and live right. Woo. The power and influence which belongs to riches and wealth. Wow. How many know in our society, the more money you got, the more power you got? You know how much money they're spending on the people running for president? If we took all the money they were spending on running for president, everybody would get a job. We could cure our school problems. Oh my gosh. We could shut down welfare system with all the money we're spending on someone becoming president. Amen? Oh, that's good preaching. You ain't got money, you ain't going to make it. They're talking about how much this person has spent already and how much this person has spent already. You know what's sad is a poor person spent a whole lot of money and they're still dragging the bottom. But the Holy Spirit gives you power like someone that has riches and wealth. You know why? Your father owns 1,000 cattle on 1,000 hills. Your father owns it all. Can you say amen? All the gold and silver belong to the Lord's. Amen. I want you to know that I am not a poor man. I am a child of the King. His royal blood flows through my veins. Amen. And when I speak, glory to God, I'm speaking from a royal blood. I'm speaking from a heavenly family. Hallelujah. Power consisting or resting upon armies, forces, and hosts. My wife used to sing a song a long time ago. It says, me and Jesus are a majority. That could be 10,000 over there, but if it's me and Jesus, we're a majority. You know what cracks me up? Have you ever seen those negative people? Oh, Pastor, it's bad enough. I got to fight the devil. But he took a third of the angels with him. I got to fight all of them. And I'll go, duh. That means there's two-thirds. It's still 2-1. Somebody say amen. Not counting the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want you to know that we have been given power as soldiers and an army and a host. We are in the army of the Lord. And this army has never lost a battle. I said this army has never lost a battle. This army has been through the fire, and the fire wouldn't burn them. Has been through the flood, but the flood couldn't drown them. Hallelujah. Been through the valley, but the valley couldn't kill them. Been through the grave, but the grave couldn't hold him. Can somebody say amen? This army is victorious. We are victorious. I want you to know it doesn't matter the demonic forces that are over Lindenhurst and over this army. We are an army that is able to bring down destruction of the army of the devil because we have been given power of the Holy Ghost. We've been given the authority. He said, in my name, everybody say my name.
My name.
I give you power, authority to tread upon scorpions and serpents and none which shall harm you. You shall cast out devils. Preacher, are you running around looking for devils? Nope. But if I run into one, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
I said, if I run into one, he's in trouble. Amen. Amen. I have no problem laying hands or casting them out because I've been given the authority. I said, I've been given the authority. You have been given the authority. What am I teaching tonight? I am teaching this, church. We're Pentecostal. But being Pentecostal is more than shouting. It's more than speaking in tongues. It's more than waving your hands in the air. It's more than running around the church. It's more than jumping up and down. It is having the third person of the Trinity live with inside me, bringing me the authority and the power, being my lawyer, being my legal counselor. Anybody hear me? Being my guide, being my teacher, taking me to higher heights and deeper things in the Holy Spirit. But what I've got to do is surrender to Him. I've got to surrender to Him. As a teacher, you can't sit in class and sleep and learn anything. You can't talk to your neighbor and learn anything. You can't skip class. Oh, I don't care how nice it is Sunday. It's not for mowing the lawn. It's for being in church. You can't skip class and think that you'll know what the Holy Spirit wants to reveal in your life. How many know when you miss church, that's when they have the best services? Have you ever been there? You miss church and people come up and say, boy, you missed it. We had church Sunday. And you go, I know that always happens. That's why I used to say, I'm never going to miss because the one I miss is going to be the best. But if I'm there all the time, I'll always be there at the best. The Holy Spirit wants to teach you. The Holy Spirit wants to take you to deeper. He wants to be your comforter. He wants to comfort you in times of need. He wants to reveal things to you. bring fresh revelation to you, revealing the Word of God and the things of God. Amen? But we need the Holy Spirit. We need to surrender ourselves to Him. I said we need to surrender ourselves to Him. How can Peter preach a message that saved 3,000 people that just a couple months earlier were crying, crucify Him? And now they're crying, men and brethren, what must we do to be saved? The Holy Spirit made the difference. The Holy Spirit made the difference. And Jesus said, when He comes, He'll not speak of Himself. He's not going to talk about Himself. But He's going to reveal Him who sent Him. He reveals Jesus to us. He reveals the Father to us. Church, we need to be Pentecostal. We need the gifts of the Holy Spirit to work in the church. We need the fruit of the Holy Spirit in the church. We need the ministry of the Holy Spirit. But we need the Holy Spirit and everything He represents in our midst. Because if we have that, God's taken this church to another level. I said, God's taken this church to another level. And the devil cannot stop it. Can you say amen? Would you stand with me tonight?